what I've been talking about, or who I've been talking to, is I interviewed today Ngātua Kiwi veterans and a man called Patrick Bronte, who runs that association. It's kind of a independent veterans association based out in the Manawatū. And we, obviously, Anzac Day is coming up tomorrow. So we had a little bit of a discussion about the history behind Anzac Day, why people went to fight, what they came back to, how New Zealand was changed, and really how a little bit about how we can better support our veterans today. First off, why do we still celebrate Anzac Day? It's been 100 years since the armistice in 1918. So why do we still celebrate, commemorate those who fallen in during World War One?
Well, commemorate is the optimum word there, because we must, as the Anzac Ode goes, age shall not weary them like it does, you know, basically wearies us. So we should never stop remembering those who have fallen for this country.
From a veteran's perspective, how important is Anzac Day to veterans? Do veterans have a different way of celebrating it? Or, does it have a particularly special significance to them?
Well, of course, they celebrate it completely differently than we do, because for them, it is their day, and it is the day in which the public does get out and recognise what service they provided for this country. And it also brings them together on that day, and it's a good time for them to catch up with old mates and just chew the fat about life. So, yeah, for them it's very special. I mean, you will get veterans that will be determined to be going to Anzac Day right through their 90s.
As you understand it, why do you believe young men enlisted and went to fight? Because obviously the territorial integrity of New Zealand itself was not under threat from the Germans at the time. So why did young men travel halfway around the world to fight in Europe?
Well, a majority of them will say that it was an adventure. It was an opportunity for them to get out of New Zealand. Back then, the opportunities to leave this country were nowhere near as easy to access as today. So, yeah, a majority of them will say it was for adventure, and then you'll get the full-on royalists that will say it was for king and country. But, yeah, a large majority will say that it was for the adventure.
As you drive around New Zealand, you find every small town that you enter, all around the country, there is a war memorial with dozens of names etched onto it, commemorating World War One. Exactly how much of an impact did the casualties of World War One have on the New Zealand population?
Well, the New Zealand population at the time was very small, so with the amount of men that were mobilised to fight during World War One, and then those that would have come home seriously wounded, which would have affected their ability to fit back in with the work that they were doing prior, and then, as you say, the casualties. So it would have affected a small country like New Zealand with the population that it had at the time, remarkably.
With veterans today, obviously a lot of them come back in a similar state to those who came back after World War One, similar issues, post-traumatic stress disorder, struggling to fit back into civilian life. How do you believe that we as a society in New Zealand can best support our veterans who come back with those struggles after conflict?
Well, since you're asking about Anzac Day for one would be the perfect place to start by attending the commemoration services to show that the New Zealand public does recognise what our soldiers are doing overseas and have done overseas. And then it would be to take more notice of what they are achieving, what the NZDF is achieving overseas, because they're achieving a remarkable amount of deployments, and they are having a a very large and positive impact on these peacekeeping missions in, that are around the world that we that the average person wouldn't know about. So it's all about maintaining support for the NZDF and what they do. One example that everyone would know all about was how quick they were to respond to the Kaikoura earthquake. So our Navy, our Air Force, our Army, our whole Defence Force was involved in you know, picking up the pieces after that earthquake, so and evacuating people. So it's all about maintaining a positive support for the NZDF, and that cascades down to the return servicemen of conflicts and wars that, since World War II through to Vietnam. And it's and there shouldn't be any form of trying to detract from the positive outcomes that they've had from missions to Afghanistan and Iraq, and look for the negative. It's always best to see them in a positive light, because they do serve this country honourably and with a lot of skill, and they have a lot to offer to overseas deployments.